You're listening to SBS News.
A barrage of bombings rains down from above. Residents in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, scramble for cover as a series of drone and missile attacks strike residential areas and energy infrastructure. 52-year-old Elena Mazur's mum couldn't escape fast enough.
We came here after getting a phone call from our mother who said she was under the rubble. She said, please find someone urgently to help me. I am buried under the rubble. We do not know. We asked. We were told someone was taken to hospital. It might have been her, but we do not know. She's not picking up the phone.
At least four people were killed, including a woman who was 6 months pregnant. Russia says it was responsible for hitting military targets and energy infrastructure, but has denied deliberately targeting civilians. The drones themselves are believed to be Iranian-made Shahed 136 drones. Iran denies supplying the drones to Russia, while the Russian government has not commented. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has again called for countries to help provide more air defense systems to combat the strikes.
Just now, there is a new Russian drone attack. Drones are being shot down. The world can and must stop this terror. When we talk about Ukraine's need for air and missile defense, we are talking about real lives that are being taken by terrorists. We managed to shoot down some of the missiles and drones. In just 12 hours, from 9 p.m. Sunday, 37 Iranian Shaheds and several cruise missiles were destroyed.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the United States condemns the attacks.
We have been very clear about how we saw, how we've been seeing Russia's escalation over the past several weeks. And so, what we will do is to continue to support the people of Ukraine. What we will do is to make sure that they have what they need to continue their brave, the way that they are fighting bravely.
Ms. Jean-Pierre also accused Iran of lying about selling the drones to Russia. She says the Biden administration will continue to vigorously enforce U.S. sanctions on both the Russian and Iranian arms trade.
Yet Iran continues to lie about this. They have not been truthful about this and deny providing weapons to Russia for use in Ukraine. Meanwhile, according to these new reports, Iran is considering selling still more destructive weapons to support an invasion they claim to oppose. Now, what we're doing here, we'll continue to vigorously enforce U.S. sanctions on both the Russian and Iranian arms trade. That's what we'll do from here. Make it harder for Iran to sell these weapons to Russia, and we'll stand with our partners throughout the region against that Iranian threat.
The Russian Defense Ministry said both crew members ejected safely, but the plane crashed into a residential area, causing a fire as tons of fuels exploded on impact. At least 17 apartments were affected by the fire, and about 100 residents were evacuated. The Defense Ministry also said the crash was caused by an engine fire. Massilia Eiley, SBS News.